we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
Here we go, gang. Here we go. Welcome to, this is episode 5. We've done, this is our 5th podcast. I feel like we just started.
Man.
You guys aren't even ready. You guys are,
five.
Good job.
Wow.
five episodes. This is like legit to me. I feel like we have a podcast.
You think?
I feel like we have one. Episode 1 was like, I don't know what this is.
I still don't even know what it was.
I don't know why you're here, bro.
I feel like episode 1 was my favorite, though.
No, they're great. Yeah. I'm saying like, you're trying to have a podcast, but 5 episodes, I think we have a podcast, yeah, right? That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, anyway. I think that's more like when you get to like 300.
300.
Well, it's like you've been doing it a couple years, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I got a question.
52 weeks in a year, by the way.
So we switched seats.
I know. Why'd you make me sit here?
I didn't.
I feel like this is the hot seat. Like this is.
That's the good.
When we were driving, when we were driving over, Britt was like, "I want country in the hot seat today."
No,
I did not.
So welcome.
No, I walked in. I said, "Why are you in my seat?" And he's like, "Hey, I was told to sit here."
That's right.
Yeah. So guys, if you're watching on YouTube, awesome. This is also available while you're cruising in the car, while you're hitting the gym on Apple and Spotify. You can listen to us. You don't always have to watch us, although. Country's pretty good looking. Listen, the last few episodes have been pretty darn serious. I think they've been like...
I've laughed a few times watching
them. There's plenty of jokes, but, you know, they've been real.
Yes.
They've been
deep. It's been real life.
You know, between my dad and Matt and Fousey, these are real conversations, mm-hmm, that if you guys haven't seen these episodes, they're deep. And I think today we're riding solo. Country,
yes.
Brittany, yes, and myself. It's just us. No special guest today.
So what do you want to talk about?
I'm actually kind of excited, right? Well, I don't want everybody to assume we always have a guest.
Yeah.
I want to try to be the content. Like I, mm-hmm, said before, we are the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when somebody's here, it actually is a special guest.
Okay. What's your thoughts about doing one episode live on, like, listen only live? And people can ask us questions
Hate it.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Scrap. Don't do that.
Yeah. I dropped too many F-bombs. They'll expose me so fast.
In cancel culture.
Yeah. Live would be cool. I like doing things live.
I think that'd be cool. And it would be like interactive. We could do just like a live Q&A.
Episode 100 is live.
Oh.
So then we have a legit podcast by 100. Right now it's just some.
It's just
not even real.
Five.
Yeah, it's just. It's just a couple people hanging out and thinking they have a podcast.
Right? Well, I don't know. I feel like it's a podcast.
Looks
this
like
is
one.
You get a lot of compliments. The guests that we have over here, they always say it's the best podcast they've seen so, mm-hmm, far set up.
Also, the first podcast they've ever been on.
That is true. That is true.
No.
You know what? I'm proud of this podcast. I'm proud of everybody that's coming to check it out.
Yeah.
This is a big, new it was like when I moved from pranks to vlogs. That was, mm-hmm, a huge jump. I was scared to death. Mm-hmm. And everybody came over and they enjoyed it. And they realized like this crazy prankster also has a family and kids. He's like, mm-hmm, a normal dude. So I hope this podcast is like the next journey of like they've known me from the vlogs and us, each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're hearing even deeper stories. And it's even, mm-hmm, more intimate and serious than the vlogs.
Yeah.
So thank you all for coming and checking this out. I have a couple personal topics that just through the week, I was like, I'm going to bring that up on the podcast.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to start with that or if you guys have anything you want to say.
I don't have anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You just showed up.
I just showed up.
You're just the face.
I went and sat in the sauna for 45 minutes and then got a massage and I'm here.
Busy.
That's my day.
God, you have such a rough life.
I know.
Country, did you get a massage today in 40 minutes in the sauna?
I wish I did, you know. No, I did not get a massage, but JJ is in town, so I'm excited about that. So he took a road trip And
that is awesome. JJ's here. What's up, buddy? He's
chilling on the time couch. That where I was driving up. This kid doesn't even conversate with me on the drive coming up. Nothing. Just get me Wendy's and that's all I need. You know,
that's how Noah
is. It's like you with McDonald's.
It's,
I wonder where he gets it from.
We'll be in the car forever and it's like, oh, how was your day? Good.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
They don't want to talk.
It's like, teenagers have a hard time conversating.
I think they're just too distracted.
How was school? Good.
Good.
That's it. That's all I get. That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good. Good to know. I'm in the same boat as you guys.
No, it's definitely common teenage years.
Yeah.
Cell phones distracted in the car sitting on the side. I'm the worst.
Oh my gosh.
One of the worst.
I've been thinking of some major stuff because I knew you was going to be in the hot seat, Brittany.
Why?
No, you were in the hot seat.
And welcome.
Is the seat in front of me the hot seat?
I believe that's the hot seat.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that's the hot seat. That's where the guests sit.
Yeah.
And I want to ask some deep questions, but I want to hear your questions.
To me?
We just said we weren't going deep today, but I love it.
But fun deep questions. Okay. Yeah.
You love going deep.
Yeah. So I...
Cut that out.
Scuba diving. What the heck? You're a perv.
I don't have my life.
So what is your topic? What do you want to talk about?
So I got a couple things. One is something I'm very guilty of and something that is awkward. Which one do you want to go with? Awkward or guilty?
Guilty.
All right. We're all guilty of this. This is just something that occurred to me this week. I was complaining about... not out loud, just mentally, like I don't have enough time to get certain things done. Whatever that is, vlogging, podcasting, gym, managing time.
Mm-hmm.
But while I'm complaining mentally about my time, I'm scrolling Instagram on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking up social media and I'm going back and forth from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on repeat. While I'm complaining about not having enough time to get things done. And then I woke up the next morning, I grabbed my phone. I'm on Instagram, scrolling, right? And in my head, I couldn't be more guilty of this idea that we're wasting so much time on repeat, scrolling on these social media sites. I was like, imagine if I didn't spend so much time here, right?
You just posted and not did anything.
How much time... I probably wouldn't be thinking, I don't have enough time to get this stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm heavily guilty of it. I gotta chill.
Do you think it's because you guys have took on this new chapter with the podcast that like your mind is like thinking? Or like that's just something that
I think these apps are addictive.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm creating content right now for you to sit on your phone and your computer to watch.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a part of it.
Right.
Right.
But the thing I like about podcasts is you can put them on while you're driving. Like while I sat 45 minutes in the sauna, I sat and listened to something.
Yeah.
Something that's going to make me smarter, make me happier, not something negative, not trashy music. Mm. Like I think that's my favorite thing with the podcast. So not necessarily you have to sit and watch, but you can just listen while you're doing something.
Yeah. No, I love podcasts for that reason.
Yeah.
I've become a fan of podcasts, which is what initiated the idea to start my own. I had to become a fan of podcasts because I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while.
Yeah.
And the more I listen, the more this is enjoyable. I actually like this a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, the apps, the time management is where I'm putting focus on right now.
Yeah.
And part of that is realizing that I'm addicted to social media, right? Because not only am I a part of it, but I have my own social media. So I'm checking what's new, what'd somebody say? Do they like the podcast or the vlog? So I'm just on repeat all day instead of, this is probably why I don't have time to finish these projects.
Well, that's why I got you a really cool, it's called like a brain dump notepad.
Yeah.
Where you have like your top three priorities for the day and then you have all the time scheduled out.
And I love it.
To where you can schedule your time, you block your time out. Mm. Just like an 8-to-5 job, you would have this much time to work on this, this much time to work on that. If you use that, oh my gosh.
Balancing.
Imagine what you could get done
right now. Right now, it would say 8 a.m. wake up, social media all the way down, and then no, it's not that bad, but I do gotta balance better.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I think we all do though. Like
I've gotten
for me,
better.
For me, the kids were sick and I didn't touch my phone once. And I was like, oh, I've been completely MIA from social media. And being someone that people are looking at and stuff on social media, it's hard sometimes to like,
yeah, you want to see what's going on.
Sorry, I've been MIA, guys. Like,
yeah, but how good does it feel when you don't have your phone?
Oh my gosh.
I did the sauna as well. I didn't take my phone into the sauna. I didn't wear any earbuds, just me and the sauna. I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I can't. Yeah. See, that's something I struggle with, so I have to have some distraction.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my social media.
Okay, so what's the embarrassing one? Did you say embarrassing?
No, it's not embarrassing.
Personal? What did you say?
It's something that I thought of this week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are ready for this.
I'm ready.
I don't know if you're ready for this, dude. All right.
Give it to
this
me.
Your face is red.
Yeah.
because look, I don't know how.
I don't know if I want to be here.
I don't know how to talk about this.
Okay.
But I thought of it this week. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it on the podcast.
Are you guys so scared as I am?
Maybe we can all talk about this. Brittany and I, how long have we been together?
I don't know. A long time.
A long time. All right. Let's just say
13, 14 years.
Yeah. Let's just say 10 plus years.
Oh my God. I know what he's going to say.
We have spent 14 years together without ever farting in front of each other.
No, that's a lie.
No. Listen. We broke country. First of all, do you believe that?
No, it's not true. You have done it in front of me 2 times.
In 14 years.
You're lying.
I'm not making this up.
I'm crying.
And I want to get to the bottom of this.
I can't look at your face right now.
Why am I crying?
14 years.
That's a lot of build up, bro.
You ain't never broke Winifred. No way.
I'm not making it up.
I can't breathe.
Oh my. Yo.
Were you run around just blowing gas in front of Christina?
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not making this up. She's
crying.
You gotta
be kidding me.
Guys, you need to be professional
about
this.
I can't. I need a tissue for real.
Here. Got you. Yo. What is it? Oh my God. Roman.
Making me cry.
No way.
I'm not making this up.
Is this
something that people won't believe?
So girls don't fart. So it's your
just
part.
Me.
It's just you.
Here's the thing. I've never had an issue farting around anybody in my life. In fact, it's always been a funny thing.
Oh my God.
Right?
Half of the time I text you and you're in the bathroom.
Literally, this guy FaceTimes me. I answer it. I'm on the toilet.
You don't answer.
You don't answer when I call you and you're on the toilet.
You text me and say, I'm in the bathroom.
Well, I've done that to him, but yeah, I don't know. It's like a guy thing. It doesn't matter.
Yo, I am like lost for words.
This also goes for any past relationship I've had. Never an issue. It's just Brittany. I can't fart in front of her, dude. I can't do it. I want to end that today.
I am lost for words.
Give me this mic.
I am lost for words. What is? Have you guys ever discussed this, or just something?
Yeah, we always
never
talk about it. Well, not always.
No,
but why?
I don't know. I can't actually get to the bottom.
I find it hard to believe. Like you guys, like do you just like if you had to go, like you just hold it in?
Here's the
like,
crazy.
You
part.
Just walk away 30 feet and
here's
like
the
let
crazy
it
part.
Like what's going on here?
After at the 10 year mark, my body just started to know when she walked away to let it out.
I can't. This was not what I was expecting for today.
Oh.
I know. I didn't want to go this route, but it was lighthearted.
So I'll never forget.
Lighthearted.
We went, we had been dating like a year, and we went to like the fish tank place up, I don't know where it was, but we went with another couple. You know what I'm about to say. His friend came out of the bathroom. He's like, dude, your boyfriend's so ridiculous.
And I'm like, because I ripped it in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's like, he just walked in and was just like. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, I don't believe you. He's never, ever done that.
So here's the weird thing. Brittany and I do everything together. Everything.
Well, not everything.
Why is this so weird to me? It's like I look up to her so highly that I don't want to bring anything like that into her world. You know, I don't want to disrespect her glow. Like, this is like a real, it's like you wouldn't fart around an angel, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I've been around one.
An angel descended from the heavens.
Huh? I'm not an angel.
And you shook, hey, welcome to Earth. You wouldn't rip it, dude. You wouldn't. Yeah. It's like there's something about it. I can't bring dirt into a clean environment, dude. Well,
so I think it was like New Year's one year. You did. You
and like, I was drunk.
Yeah, you were drunk. It doesn't count. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, I've never ever heard you do that.
You don't think straight when you're drunk. So I don't know. You have no issue around your wife. You gotta go.
Not at all.
And that's how I think it should be.
Sometimes I remind her of like, you know, like, hey, thinking about you. There you go, baby. That's for you.
See, I feel like I want to know if there's anybody out there watching. You're in a relationship. It's serious. You've been together and you just don't fart around each other. Because I believe that a fart is natural. Just as natural as a burp or a hiccup.
A fart could be devastating.
Imagine trying to hold a sneeze.
Yeah, a fart is devastating. I remember one time.
He got them McRib ones too.
I remember one time that I was on a plane. And no lie, man, I had to let one go. And I was like, I gotta go to the restroom. And like, dude, I was like, no one's gonna hear it. No one's gonna hear it. Man, you know how embarrassing it is? It was like someone pressing the button, like asking for assistance. It just finally, man, everyone's like,
we know it was you.
And I was just like,
it's a brown guy with a beard.
No, but I'm telling you, like, sometimes you gotta let it go. You gotta let it go.
But like you just said.
But 14 years, like, dude, that's a record right there. You guys should be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Is there a Guinness World Record?
Of not doing
something. Because she can vouch. But here's the other side of it. She doesn't fart in front of me either. That's 14 years.
I feel like I'm like not a gassy person, but it's like if I have to go, it's like I'm going to the bathroom or I'm like going in the other room or I'm walking out. Yes.
So that's what you do when you get up.
Like I'll be right back.
So from now on, every time you get up, I'm just going to assume she's ripping it.
That's it.
That's the thing. There's nothing about each other that we don't know, right?
You're going to have people like, yo, man.
I'm like sweating.
Why you ain't treating me like Roman treats his wife like an angel? You shouldn't be farting around me.
I would much rather live that way, right?
So you want me to fart in front of you? Is that what you want?
I don't want you to have to get up every 13 minutes during the movie. I don't know. It's like this weird rudeness around Brittany. Only Brittany.
Well,
like I explained it.
I just
wouldn't put that in her environment.
I tell you what, man, my stomach is still cramped up from hurt and laughing so hard. I can't believe we're in the top.
Yeah, I'll be back.
If you are only listening to this podcast, you need to go watch at least this part of it.
Well, I got a question for you guys.
Hit me. You've been waiting for this.
Both of you, okay? Curious. Everyone has this.
Okay.
And I thought because, Brittany, you're in the hot seat.
Oh, gosh.
Before Roman came into your life, or even as Roman is in your life, and this goes for both of you guys.
Uh-oh.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush. Hers is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like I had so many and now I can't think of anything. Celebrity crush?
Yeah. Like, you know mine.
Like if you was to ever
see who is mine?
Who's your celebrity crush?
You should know mine. I can't even think of it.
I feel like the only one you've ever really said was like Annalena Jolie.
Annalena.
What's her name?
Angelina Jolie was a Yo, but I remember growing up in high school, it was Elizabeth Hurley. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
From Austin Powers. Oh, do you remember?
Shit. Blonde girl?
Yeah. No.
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 She. But,
yeah.
She
it didn't work
special.
Out. It didn't work out.
Well, it's interesting.
So who's yours?
Mine?
He wants to answer so many.
Now, I'm going to say that my crush was that I thought was a beautiful woman was Julia Roberts. Man, I was like, man, she is bad.
Yeah, I feel like she is bad. I feel like whoever was like hot in Hollywood, they just had everybody crush on them people, you know? It's like our era. Whoever was in that era, you know? I remember seeing Transformers and Megan Fox was
Well, I'm going to start learning how to rap to give Machine Gun Kelly a run for his money.
Yeah, so. I mean, I feel like Hollywood just has, like, they know how to make, you know, make it hot.
Yeah.
So that was the build-up question that you had.
So would you, the big question is if you was to meet Angela Jolie, would you fart in front of her?
You know, I don't know how that would go. I don't know how that would go.
I would hope not.
You know, if I don't know. I imagine it would be a tough one. But
what is I don't even know why this discussion.
I don't know where these podcasts are going to take us.
Oh no. But
are you sure you turned the air on and not off?
Air's on. You're just smoking.
I'm
hot.
Yeah. Sweating.
But you're in a hot seat. That's what you're supposed
talk
to
talk about. Ryan Gosling one time, she starts sweating.
Dripping sweat.
Well, you have a sweater on.
Yep. That's.
I know, but I started with it on. I don't want to take it off halfway through.
Yeah. Well.
Well. We're just gonna wait for Brittany to get back into. We need to get air.
Are you hot?
No, I'm just want to make sure she's comfortable. More questions are coming
instead
at
of
you.
A worried look. Okay, we need to get air.
All right. So, Brittany,
okay.
We're here.
Holy cow!
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Yeah. If this is your first time tuning in, it doesn't get much better than farts and feet fetishes. This is pretty much it.
You said no feet this episode.
Can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Can't avoid it. I feel like
has more pages been created?
I don't know.
I distanced
myself from that whole thing.
I feel like when you have a week, like we're shooting these once a week. I feel like when all of us have a whole week in between episodes, and right out the gate, the best thing we have right now is fart conversations.
It's obviously been a lot of buildup.
It's been a lot of buildup.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. Country.
Yeah.
Listen. When you were a kid, you're growing up, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, that's a good question.
What was the dream job?
Man, very interesting. I knew I wanted the most important thing to me. Like in my growing up, I wanted to finish high school. That was like a big deal to me, you know, especially where I grew up in the inner city. A lot of kids were dropping out. A lot of my friends were dropping out.
Interesting.
And my goal was like, I wanted to finish, you know, high school. And I was just at that stage. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was in the process of trying to follow my father's footsteps in a certain degree and security. And it kind of just like doors open up in certain ways. Like, but I didn't want that job, but I end up getting a job. But my first job was delivering bagels.
Bagels.
Bagels. I would deliver bagels to houses and like establishments. And so I was getting paid $150 cash a week, and I would drive around. No license. I was, I would like get up in the morning time.
Did you finish high school?
Yes, I did. Yes. So I would get up in the morning time and just drive. But I got a funny high school story.
All right, let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah,
I'm down for high school. Listen. Today's video is sponsored by my friends at SeatGeek. These are legit our friends. We love this company. They have been with us for many years on the vlogs. They've sent us some of the coolest events. We love these guys.
My favorite sponsor. Can I say
that? Is it your favorite sponsor?
It's my favorite sponsor, okay. For sure.
I think that's fair enough. SeatGeek rocks. Summer concerts are here, and the MLB season is in full swing. And that means you can get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek with promo code ATWOOD. If you didn't know already, SeatGeek is a ticketing app that makes buying tickets super simple. We have the app on our phones, and it is by far the easiest and simple way to buy tickets. With so many amazing concerts and live events happening right now, you are not going to want to miss out. You can go see a baseball game, Morgan Wallen, The Weeknd, and so much more.
Nitro Circus is coming up.
Yeah, Nitro Circus. You got the UFC.
Yes.
SeatGeek has sent us to. Unbelievable. Just so many events.
Mm-hmm.
SeatGeek wants to make sure you're getting a good deal. So when you're on the app, look for the green dots. Green means good deal. Red means bad. Don't worry. We got the hookup. Use code ATWOOD for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code ATWOOD. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app.
So I'm 100% Puerto Rican. And if you're Puerto Rican and you're Spanish, you understand you're scared of your mother. Like, it's something about your mom. My mom was...
You don't mess around.
My mom was, she'll whoop you. She'll whoop you for no reason, whoop you. And... I'll tell you something that's a funny story that always stood out with me. And I always done things to push my mom's buttons. Mm-hmm. All my brothers.
Oh, it must have been fun with an aggressive mother.
But my mom was that type of person that she would hit you with anything.
Mm.
Like back then, you was allowed to get away
with
stuff, man.
Yeah, that's life.
My mom will grab. If the vacuum cleaner was out and that cord was it was 10 feet away, she'll grab that cord. If a hanger was something, it was grab. She'd take her slipper off. Like, it didn't matter. She was going to town. Okay. Something happened. And so I moved from New York City to New Jersey. And to happen to school I go to is a very, very athletic school. And they asked me to go out for the football team. And I said no. And the head quarterback named Dan Sabella, still remember this like yesterday. He goes, hey, you're going to come out for the football team. I heard you're a pretty athletic kid. And come out. And I was like, nah, football ain't for me. He goes, and then all of a sudden, all these linemen got up. And they were like, we'll see you at 3. And I was like, I'll see you all at 3. And I went out for the team. And the first thing they did was put me in a race with all these guys. And I outbeat all of them. And I didn't know how big of a deal as being a true freshman. Now you'll be playing the varsity team. So I'm on this varsity team, and I'm practicing throughout the week, and the first game of the season's coming up. And I have to take 2 buses to school. So I lived in Palisades Park. So I have to go to high school, and I would have to take 2 buses. And the interesting thing was, it was our first game, and my mother, the night before, goes to Atlantic City with my stepfather. And the next day comes, and my mom, and my double bunk bed, my mom crashes into the room. I swear to God, I thought, what happened?
Right.
And my mother is just with the belt, 2 belts in her hand, hitting me, pow, how dare you have a party? How dare you have a party? Just hitting me everywhere. And I'm trying to cover up.
I'm just like,
are you talking about? What are you talking about? And my brother's like, Mama, you need to relax. And she was like, you had a party. So no, I didn't. And she grabbed me by the ear and she pulls me out the house. And I look outside and my whole house is decorated. And I knew nothing about cheerleaders coming to your house.
Oh.
And they decorate your house before the game.
Oh my God.
No, no, no. So I had balloons. number 22. Like, let's go.
You're about
like,
to kill it.
I'm like, how did they get up to the second story window?
They tossed like, them no, girls no, up.
They literally, my house was bombed. And it looked like I had the biggest party in New Jersey I ever had. And my mother was like, you're done. You're not playing no sports,
oh,
no nothing.
God.
And I'm sitting there. I didn't know what to say.
So you got your butt kicked.
Got my butt kicked, trying to play a sport. And when, so my mom, like for the first time, and like, my mom's like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, Mom, I'm telling the truth. Like, I didn't have a party. And she's like, explain this. I can't. I just can't explain it. Because I still don't understand what just happened.
Is there pictures of this? Somebody's got to have a photo of your house.
And my teammate with the assistant coach comes over to the house because I lived out of town. And picks me up. And I had to walk outside. And my mother's like, he's not going to play sports no more. He had a big party on what it is. And the coach is dying laughing. He's hysterical. And I'm like, coach, man, put me in a bad position. I'll be laughing at my mom. You know what it is? And he was like, dude. He was like, the cheerleaders came over, man. They decorate you on the varsity team. And my mother says, you get those cheerleaders. Come back over here and take all of this stuff down.
Wow.
And that's the only way my son goes back. You know how embarrassing that was? The cheerleaders all came back
and
took
it
off for me to play the game. And I was like the laughing stock of the moment of the team. And my mother said to me, if you're going to play a sport, just get something clear. You ain't never having this house decorated. And you do it like that. And I said, Mom, I promise you, I didn't even know they even existed. But then my mom, to this day, hired a babysitter every time she went out of town because she assumed
just
I was out of the party. She still
Holy
to this day
cow.
Never believed
oh
me.
My gosh.
Never believed me. She thought it was a cover-up. She thought it was a cover-up, like, these cheerleaders got your back. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, Mom. And I was like, well, what cheerleaders know it is? So I don't know, like, if you guys went to play any sports in high school and anything, was that the normal thing, like, people would do? Like, these cheerleaders come and decorate your home?
I never heard of that.
I've heard of toilet paper in homes.
Yeah, toilet paper, but I never heard of the decor.
Just decor.
I tried to play a couple sports. I never got to play. My grades were so bad. I was like the one kid that couldn't play sports because his grades weren't good enough. Mm-hmm. But I was also tiny. I was like the smallest kid in the class. So sports weren't my go-to. Did you win that game?
We did.
Nice.
And I scored my first touchdown.
Let's go. See?
And I remember showing my mom the article. And I said, Mom, look, my name is in the paper. She goes, so what? You still had a party. She was a tough woman,
Mama's
man.
Mama's fire.
She was a tough
she
woman.
She ever lighten up?
She's amazing.
She has.
Yeah.
She has.
I mean, you know, about, like, so should we go decorate her house?
We should.
Mm.
We should.
You imagine?
Oh my God, my mom. My mom.
We should do a vlog where we just go one night and decorate that
house.
Just put
nothing but smile more stuff and just leave. Well, it wasn't me.
Your son was here.
But so you didn't play any sports. Did you go out? Like, did you play cheerleading? Did you do anything?
No, I played softball for, I think, 2 years. I was so bad, I pretty much just sat on the bench.
What position you play softball?
Outfield.
You was on the outfield?
But it was like, wasn't even high school softball. So okay. It was like the outfield. You just stand there. No balls ever come out that way. No, that was terrible.
Did you have a particular number that you wanted? You know how, like, people get to choose, like, a number that they want to wear?
No.
No?
No, I was just too young.
It sounded like you were into it.
No.
No.
Yeah. My sister did it growing up. So pretty much she was 6 years older than I was, so everything I did was kind of just like, oh, well, she's doing it, so I'm going to do it too.
Yeah.
No, I was terrible.
That happens.
I was, you know, tiny.
We were the runts.
Smallest person on
the
team.
We were both the runts. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Like, God, I hope our kids have some size to them.
Knox is a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little bulldog.
Yeah.
Noah's big now, too.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from.
Yeah, he's solid.
Noah's been working out like crazy.
Beast mode. He's gonna get, for anybody watching at this point, Noah is going to be on the podcast. We haven't locked in an appropriate time, but that's going to happen. It's going to be awesome.
That'll be fun.
So fun. But hopefully, like we discussed earlier, got to be able to conversate. Yeah. You know, gonna really have to open him up and get him to talk because it is. It's a lot of.
Yeah.
Where's the bone broth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Protein, protein, mm-hmm. protein.
Nah, this kid's an absolute legend. I can't wait to just chat with him. You know,
no, I can't wait.
I can't wait to build store memories. You know, Dad's episode. I'm like, when it was all done, I was like, this is something I want to watch when I'm an old man.
Yeah.
Of my dad.
Yeah.
You know, I want to create that episode with Noah.
Yeah.
It's like, memories.
Our kids can watch their grandpa.
Yeah.
In his stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you go to prom?
I don't believe I went to prom. I remember something, maybe homecoming.
Okay.
Roman something. Wouldn't go to prom with me, so I never went my senior year.
Yeah.
Maybe. Wow.
He was too old.
That's
yo.
So, no way. So you guys. So,
I went junior year, but
so you never went to your senior prom.
No,
I'm not gonna lie. I was one of those guys that was like, prom's so dumb. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
But I wasn't very maybe fun on that level. Probably made her miss prom with her boring old man she's dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True story. Do you regret things like that? Like,
no.
As like you're older, like. I know some people live like, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have played this. I wish I would have done that. Do you guys reflect on some of the things that you wish you would have done? Like when you...
I when it comes to public school, I'm just the worst. Like mm-hmm. everything about it, I have my own thoughts on. But even as the kid in the school, I was so separated from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the kid with the head down. I was the kid that was sleeping. I was that kid that had zero future whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't for YouTube, that it would still be true to this date. I know YouTube gets a lot of flack, but it saved my life and my family's life. It gave me an outlet to to be able to create this really weird content and be financially sound. Without YouTube, different world for me. Because I definitely had no future. I could care less about education. I wasn't going to college. And now everything's on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So everything they're teaching in school is just so based on memorization. Like you just memorize it to pass your test.
Yeah.
Which just doesn't work in the real world.
Yeah.
You know? I need to do math. I pull up my phone. Boom. Math done. Mm-hmm. Hardest question possible. So we're just teaching super outdated things. Now, what I did learn at school was how to socialize and be a human, talk to people, along with growing up in my family's business and selling at flea markets and things like that. I learned how to communicate.
Yeah.
I'm not uncomfortable around humans. I can talk, speak. Where public school, I do give credit to. You know, you're around other kids. You, you know, I love the idea of homeschool, but you meet some homeschool kids and you can tell that the communication skills aren't always up to par.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that that's a good kids, or a bad thing.
Right. We've been so up and down with our kids too, because it's like Kane went kindergarten, first grade, I did homeschool. I thought in my mind, he was so far behind. Put him in second grade in public school. He was way ahead, straight A's. Couldn't drop him off. Like the teacher literally had to take him from me. Once we got through that, COVID happened. So then he was homeschooled at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Homeschooled him third grade. And then last year for fourth grade, he went back to public school, had an amazing year, made so many friends, really opened him up to where he was like able to communicate, stuff like that. But I think everything happening with schools and it was so hard with his nutrition and stuff because they give some bags of donuts for breakfast. Said, well, if you don't eat it here, you have to take it home. They, you know, give him Gatorade all day. They give him just the trashiest of food that I'm trying to detox him from at home. So it was really a struggle there.
Yeah.
And then he was still straight A's, B's, wasn't learning that much. So I think I'm going to keep him home next year and do homeschool again.
So, speaking out the box here with this one, I have witnessed this with you, not only homeschooling, but you do an amazing job, like as a parent, staying focused with that, but like also being a content creator for the family's channel and also being there for the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the work I see that I come home to and I see you with the kids, I'm like, man, they would never learn that in school. That's amazing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that a lot of things you do behind the scenes, you always have been obviously the key to the foundation to the to the household, and you're always going 100 miles per hour. But does the kids get frustrated because it's like mom is like trying to educate me, but also it's like, man, you're my teacher, mom. Why are you giving me homework?
Yeah, with third grade, so I taught him half the year, and it was really hard to be a mom and a teacher. And I was also pregnant with Knox. I had Knox in January, and after I had him, I was like, okay, we're gonna hire a teacher to finish the year out, and that was so much better. It's she could come work on what he wanted to learn. They would build like terrariums, and they would do things that he wants to learn about rather than just buy the book. And I think that's the biggest thing with homeschool is everyone went homeschool for a long period of time, but they made it a classroom setting at home. And that's just not what homeschool is. Yeah. It's really learning at your own pace, learning what you want to learn about and the basics that you need. So I think that's where we're at for next year is we're just going to hire a teacher, or I'm going to do it, or we have no real, I haven't figured it out yet, but.
Yeah, I'm not the best when people ask me school advice. I'm like, don't ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just my experience. I knew that I was going to, you know, I knew that I wasn't going to need to know the story of Anne Frank for 5 years straight.
Yeah.
I knew I didn't need that.
Yeah.
I knew I didn't need algebra.
So who's Anne Frank?
I just knew. Mm-hmm. But basically, it was like these same stories year after year. And maybe that's changed. I've been to school for 300 years. It really feels like another lifetime.
Did you used to fart in the classroom?
Oh my gosh, it was notorious.
Oh my gosh, those videos of kids like coughing to cover it up, but it doesn't cover it up at all.
Yeah, man, I was definitely I was a class clown, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what I enjoyed doing. Love being the troublemaker. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of classes. I had a chair in the hallway waiting for me before class would even start. That's your chair. Yeah. And it's in the hallway. I didn't even make it in the class.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
So do you think going to work with your parents younger rather than going to school would have maybe helped you in life? Or you think you had to go through those miserable times in school?
Yeah, I couldn't drop out of school because I wasn't 18, right? So my whole senior year, I was 17. And everybody knew, second I turn 18, I'm dropping out. Well, that was one day after graduation. Everybody also knew if I didn't pass, I'm not coming back next year because I just drop out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd do anything to not finish school. I just wanted to drop out immediately. Totally opposite.
Yeah.
You wanted to make sure you graduated.
Yeah.
So I couldn't drop out. I wasn't old enough. And maybe working at the factory as a kid all the way up just taught me that I'm able to work without this education.
Right.
It's factory work, but that's all I knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Far as I knew, that was my life. That's what I was born into.
What did your parents think about you wanting to drop out? Did they care?
I don't remember those conversations.
No.
I think they just knew I'd get through it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I couldn't have that conversation. My mom said if I was dropout,
my mom
would have whooped me back in school.
couldn't even sleep peacefully.
Yeah, but
So, but to this day, by the way, I graduated, and I got in my closet right now a diploma that I was told is necessary in this life.
Yes,
I have to have this diploma. Mm-hmm. Have to. This is the only way you're going to feed your family. This is the only, probably super true for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I just somehow knew that I wasn't going to need it. Yeah. But I got it. I got it. I'm going to burn it one day. Just out of spite. Just out of spite. You know, it'd be fun to have some of my old teachers on here.
Stories. Go. Who was your favorite teacher? Any teachers inspired you?
Yeah, she made a bet with one of her teachers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of her name?
She's your dental
Dental. Yeah, it was a dental assisting teacher. So I went my junior and senior year of high school.
Uh-huh.
I went to a dental assisting program. So I did all of my high school classes and then half the day was dental assisting classes.
Right.
So when I graduated high school, I had a dental assisting certificate. I passed all my exams, everything. I could do x-rays. So that way, as soon as I graduated, I could get a job in a dental office.
And this was a program in the school?
Yeah.
It was like vocational school.
Yeah.
A vocation.
So,
gotcha.
So you go to a different building.
Okay. Yeah. Understood.
Yeah. So I did all that. But the teacher bet me that Roman and I wouldn't be together for a year.
By the time you graduated.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, I think it was like a year or something.
Oh, okay.
And I have in my agenda from my high school
still. She still has this.
She has it signed that she owes me $50.
Well, I'm coming to collect that $50.
she
hasn't
paid
Heiser.
Up.
That's who it was, Miss Heiser.
She hasn't paid up.
She hasn't
you know
paid
what?
Up.
14
but,
years later.
But probably Mrs. Hall was my junior dental assisting. She was like a second mom. She like just told me kind of what was, but was there. She was just amazing.
That's the
wow,
best. Straightforward.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I remember the day I graduated from C-Tech, he carried me out into his blue car that he had just gotten like
taking
a few
her
weeks
home.
Ago. And that's the day I moved out. My mom said, if you just stay here and don't go move in with him, you know, this 25-year-old separated.
We had everything against us. We had yeah. everything against
My
us.
My mom was like, if you stay here, then I'll pay for your college. Which at the time I wanted to go to be like a lab technician, like a dental lab technician. So you could make like dentures or false teeth or whatever. So that's what I wanted to go.
Which would have been a great
job. Is that
job.
What you wanted to yeah. do like growing up?
Not growing up. Well, growing up, I wanted to be a firefighter.
Can you imagine this girl carrying fire gear?
Yo, let's go.
We should get you fully kitted out and do
oh,
a video.
Man.
Yeah. So growing up, that's all I wanted to do. My grandpa was like a fire inspector. My grandma was like on the fire bell. So I lived at the fire station growing up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a firefighter. And they're all like, you better start lifting weights now. Like, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, that's a tough job right there.
So that's what I wanted to do growing
that's
up.
That's awesome.
But then it was just kind of like the dental field was easy. I liked it.
Yeah.
And but I moved in with this guy. And
she chose me.
Had
now
pain
look at you.
And stayed home and then, yeah.
Stuck with me. Can't even fart around me. This
that's,
life.
This life.
No freedom.
No freedom.
No, but man, I'll tell you what. It was a weird time. We had so much going against us. Everybody wanted to split us up.
Yeah.
Everybody had, she literally had a bet that we wouldn't be together. Lost
that's,
family
that's
members.
That's what kept us together.
Yo, we should go
I needed
collect.
That 50.
We really
wow.
should try to collect that 50.
I have her on Facebook. I can always message her.
Is she still a dentist and works in the dentist's office?
I don't know.
Listen, if she happens to see this, we want that 50. We're going to hang it up on this wall right here.
We should.
14 years. There's some interest rates on that too, by
the way.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I picked her up, went to her graduation, literally rode on my back out that door,
mm-hmm.
packed everything and came. And we've lived together ever since. Yeah.
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 That's awesome. So. It's like you guys really like the Bonnie and Clyde, like it's us against the world type thing.
Yeah.
We definitely, starting out was very hard and rightfully.
Yeah.
I was much
mm-hmm.
older.
So let me ask you guys a question, not to cut you off. Like, what's up with this? Like, what inspired you both with Smile More?
Like, Smile More?
Like, real talk. Like,
I feel like everyone knows this story.
No, but like, you're always uplifting. You guys are always giving back.
Yeah.
You have done a ton of stuff and that's never been on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's never, you guys don't look for like the hand of credibility. You have mm-hmm. done so many Make-A-Wish foundations from both of you guys. Like when you both was together, was it because of like some people like how did Smile More come about with you two? Because like hearing that negativity, everyone's like, man, like you guys ain't gonna make it together. You did some of these challenges of what is like, what made you guys come together and have that energy? Why like this is what it is?
I mean, Smile More came about way before the company came about. So the quickest version is like, Smile More is just something I used to tell myself all the time. I remember driving on my lunch break from the factory, going to get lunch, And I would constantly trick myself, right? There was a time in my life where I would literally trick my mind that I love this. You know what? I love the factory. And I love getting to go to lunch right now. And to smile, just keep smiling, right? And those little affirmations could pump me up. I would get pumped up. Hated my job. I hated not making dumb videos. Couldn't make any money anywhere else. I had to work this factory. So I kept tricking myself. You know, it's time to get up, be at work at 8 a.m. I love this. I love it. It's funny. Your brain will actually go with it. Okay, you love it. Let's do another day. So Smile More came about as something that actually just helped me personally. It's just a couple little words that helped me. And I just remember being like, you know what? If this helps me, maybe it'll help somebody else.
Yeah.
And it took many years to share it. But once I did it, it all kind of took off. And Smile More became such an amazing lifestyle for many people. I just love it. I love it. It helped me before it helped them. And now it's just an amazing lifestyle. You know, yeah. Trick yourself. You're listening right now thinking the exact thing I just explained. I hate where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I hate where I'm at.
Yeah.
The best part of your life hasn't even happened. Mm-hmm. You just got to get there. You got to trick the brain. The brain, it's either your best friend or your biggest enemy. You got to just buy a day. Keep buying time because the greatness hasn't even happened. You know, don't cut yourself short. Like yeah. you're this is a long game. You got to play the long game, mm-hmm. right? Don't be frustrated.
Day by day.
Yeah. It's by the day.
I was happy today.
By the way, I worked in that factory almost my whole life. You know, not full time. I grew up in it. But out of high school, I think I graduated on a Friday. And that Monday, I started my 40 hours a week for 9 years. I think it was 9 years or somewhere around there. Full time rote factory worker.
Mm-hmm.
9 years. Somebody said, okay, all you got to do is get through the next 9 years. All right. Just do this for 9 years.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so
then
hard.
Then you're going to be successful. Yeah. You got to just push and push and push. And just, you know, even things we hate to do shouldn't be a hate. It's still a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an amazing job that my father created for me. And I always had that in my head too.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for this because I got nothing else. Without this, I'd be hurting. I wouldn't have been able to pick Brett up in that white work van, bro.
Yeah.
You know? It's like
first day at Applebee's.
Yes. So just, you know, we're all even when you think you've made it to where you wanted to get, then there's the next step mm-hmm. that you're trying to get to. It's like I don't think as humans we're ever satisfied. There's this just a weird part mm-hmm. of us. We're never satisfied because we want to keep growing and learning and creating. And so there really is no finish line.
I feel like that's how it is with the kids a lot. Like watching Knox grow up as our last kid, it's like, oh my gosh, if he could just walk already. If he could just like yeah. start telling me yes or no, and then these things happen. Then I look at Cora and I'm like, it was just getting her to the next stage. And now it's like,
please
okay,
stop
now what? Like you're... I missed all of those stages waiting for the next stage.
Yep. You got to just be in it.
Yeah.
Just live mm-hmm. in it.
Mm-hmm. And be happy while you're there. There's so many times that I'm like, I love this. Like he's screaming. He's throwing up. This makes me so happy yeah. that I get to be here with them.
And the real reality of it is when you open your eyes in the morning, you've already got the greatest gift.
It's a big yeah. right? lesson. Absolutely.
So no matter what you got to do that day,
yeah.
you've already been given that day.
Yeah.
That is, you know.
Incredible.
That's where gratitude comes in.
Yeah.
Like we got to look at more things as, you know, stuff we get to do, not have to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I still think I have to go to the gym. It's still hard for me.
I have to scroll yeah. social media for 5 hours.
But you can't yeah. believe how fast your mind changes when you say, you know what? I get to go.
Yeah.
What a treat.
A lot of people, I feel that so much.
A lot of people might not even have time to go to the gym, but here I am thinking I have to go. Yeah. It's not true.
That's how I was today with getting to go to the gym.
I get to go.
I get to go to the gym.
That's
I get
right.
to sit in the sauna yeah. for 45 minutes. I get That's to right. get a massage. It's like those things.
And by the way, no matter what it is in your life that you hate, somebody else would much rather love to do it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like somebody doesn't actually get to do that today.
Mm-hmm. So. And a massage isn't like just a massage. It's like those knots that have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get those out. So it's it's hard, but I got to do it today. And
it's hard. Listen to this, it's girl. Hard. It's hard getting a massage for 90 minutes.
Is it not hard for you? It's enjoyable. How's your massage going? It's sometimes painful.
Of course, there's painful spots. But the idea of a massage is very – you've got trickles of waterfall sounds and the light music and the lights are dim. There's nothing hard about
that. But sometimes it kills me to just lay there and not be productive when I have that time.
Another human
– Do you have a conversation when the person massaging you?
You know, it's hit and miss, but I'm pretty darn quiet lately.
Yeah.
I pretty much go, I shut my eyes. I've fallen asleep many times.
The last massage I got.
Then it's not a massage that's beneficial. Yeah, you're falling asleep.
A bat and everything. I don't know. I don't know if it's different than yours.
You're just sitting there farting the whole time.
I'm going to rub these farts at you.
Good freaking pizza dough, bro.
Out of all the things that are positive in life that you guys have always spread, what is the two things you battle with both of each other that is one thing that you just have a certain bad habit you guys can't stand about one another? That is like, man, I can't believe you did that again.
Besides scrolling for hours. Oh, so he does it all the time, like on the way here. So I drive everywhere. So I'm never on my phone. I'm always ready to be like in a conversation. I'll ask him something. Miles will go by. Miles will go by.
I don't think this is uncommon, by the way.
Before he says, huh? Were you talking about a cat? No, it's you know not what this, I was asking.
This girl legit plays tricks on me. She'll have a conversation with me, and I'm doing nothing. But a lot of times, I just won't hear what she says. And all the time, she says, what did I just say? And for that second, I'm like, God, what did she just say? And I have no clue. But she'll randomly throw in like keywords, randomly.
I'll literally just start talking like gibberish. Like he's really not paying attention to me.
But then she'll be like, boobs. I'm like, what? She gets me every time. I don't know. I think it's common. Like when we're staring, we're like.
I think that's the biggest thing addiction, that drives me nuts about him.
The addiction is that it's like captivating us. Right. Mm-hmm. We're like locked into it. And our actual world that's right beside us is just blocked out.
It's just waiting miles for an answer.
She can be farting the whole time. I wouldn't know. Like she needs to start taking advantage of this. What you talking like pet peeves? Like
I'm just like, well, what is
country
I go to bed at 9 o'clock?
Country trying to get us a
what drives you nuts about me? What do I do that drives you nuts?
Early bedtime sucks. I'm a night owl. Mm-hmm. I love nighttime, especially in the summer. I could just be up all night.
Yeah.
Right? Which screws me over because I need to be up for the gym and things.
Yeah. But for me, if you're coming to bed with me, you're going to bed early.
Yeah.
Like 10:30 is late.
Yeah, there's missed opportunity if I don't go to bed with her. But I like the nighttime. So it does drive me nuts. It's just like 9:30. I'm tired.
I get up at 6 a.m.
She's got up kids. At 8. I don't.
She has kids. Where did these kids come from?
Yeah.
But there's very little. I'm sure that, if I've thought about it and I could find some things, but there's very little. I don't have, obviously, I wouldn't be so in love with this human. If I had a list that we just get along, everything.
Really?
Everything.
You're not going to talk about last night?
Everything. I don't even remember. I was on my phone the whole time. I don't remember.
Just kidding.
No,
since we stopped drinking alcohol, we don't literally bicker about anything. It's like, are you going to answer my question or are we going to figure this out?
Yeah.
And normally if he's on his phone, I'm like, are you actually doing anything? Is this important? Or like, can I speak? Yeah.
Are you guys ever going to compete against each other with training? Like, I'm pretty sure you could do 10 things better than Roman and Roman can do 10 things better
than
you.
She definitely could,
Do you guys compete against each other? Like, try my workout and let's see if you last my workout.
She would kill me in those little, what are the, like the little classes? I don't know why I'm saying little classes, but they're like hard cardio. It's like, it's like squat, 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 plank, plank, plank.
Squat,
it's like all these little movements that just whoop me.
Yeah.
Where she would kill me. But
yeah. Are we going to box together? No. That's what you're asking.
No. I love you. Bam. Yeah.
This is for that one fart I heard.
How dare you. Find my presence. Yeah, man. So, you know, I hope you guys listening right now are just feeling a little lift today.
Yeah.
Know that we are all cruising. We are all cruising each day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all. And I promise you that no matter what you think you need to be happy, actually isn't even what will make you happy. A lot of people, I know it's money, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, I heard an amazing quote. I don't know who said it. He basically says, you know, they say money can't buy happiness. And then he says, it can. You just have to give it away.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh my God. There's so much truth to that.
Oh my God. Pitbull.
Is that Pitbull?
I seen Pitbull.
Maybe that's the rapper.
The rapper say that.
But such a great quote.
Yeah.
Country and I just went out and filmed a video where we just hid money around the streets.
Oh my God.
It wasn't much. We gave a couple grand away through the day. But how fun. That's a great example where money buys happiness. You saw it on our faces, their faces. It was just joy.
Yeah.
Right? It was fun. We got to do more of that.
Well, the interesting thing was people really needed it.
That
was another thing, like hearing some of the stories and just also you got a chance to meet a few people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they were like, man, just hearing how much they look up to you guys and how much you inspired them. Within minutes, they were out there, and that was super fun to see.
Yeah, I can't wait. That video definitely goes up very soon. I just encourage everybody, you got to just, this is day by day.
Yeah, you never know.
Let's do it
where
today.
You're going to end up. When I was in the dental office working for years, I never thought, you know, I'd be where I'm at today. No, you couldn't talk me into it.
I think we had this topic with Matt. We were talking about there's no way to predict. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, where do you want to be in 5 years? I have no way of predicting that.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. And I think we said, you can predict about 6 months. That's about it.
You know, I worked a job for almost 17 years of my life, and I was unhappy.
You were delivering bagels for 17 years.
No, I worked for the Board of Education and for a very long time, and I was charged with the buildings and grounds. And I remember in my time that I was working, I was part-time doing security for a lot of famous people. And I was making more money doing that part-time than what I was doing my full-time.
Mm.
But I knew I loved what I was doing. And one day, my challenge came into my life where I was like, I'm going to go into it full-time. Mm. And I never looked back. And it was making that moment, that choice, and realized I could be living in my gift of my happiness, or I could be sitting back doing what's best for everyone else, mm-hmm. you know, but not being happy for myself. And that was a tough time because everyone in my family called me a fool.
Mm.
They're like 17 going on 18 years.
Taking that leap.
You're not even taking that leap, why? And I knew I believed in myself and what I was capable of doing. And I never looked back on that day. And actually, it was a point that I worked so much that I wake up, I'm like, I'm so happy I don't do that no more. I'm so happy I don't do this no more. And I reflect in life, but what I did, it taught me so many great lessons.
Yes.
I met so many amazing people in my time.
It's all part of the master timeline.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's like those 17 years were part of it. It's how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things in my life that's like, you just couldn't change, and I wouldn't change. It's just how exactly I got
exactly
to where I'm
how
at.
It needs to be.
Yeah, it's just exactly how it has to be. It's all, you know, a lot of up and downs. It's just part of building as better humans. Like, bad things have to happen to us for us to grow. It's just how we learn.
Why is that? Why do you think that?
We're just stubborn.
Why does it take bad things for us to see something in life and realize, like, we never want that to happen again? Yeah. And then to reflect, like, how to avoid and how to be more cautious from it. Why does it take that?
It's how we learn. It's like, it's
true.
It's like how we learn. Like, we, Knox, my 1.5-year-old, he doesn't yet know that climbing to a top of the ladder could have serious repercussions, right? The only way he learns is to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Once you get hurt, you realize, oh, I better not climb to the top of this ladder.
Not Knox.
He'll just keep doing it again. But it works with all attributes. It's like the way we learn is to go through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, because I can sit here and tell you not to do something 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. Not gonna not do it till you did it and you realize, oh, not gonna do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know. It's how we're programmed, I think. Yeah. If we listen to everybody that gave us advice.
So do you have anything else you want to embarrass me by talking about? Or?
Oh, you want me to embarrass you?
No.
I didn't know.
Oh, I'm still sweating over here.
It's last night while you were sleeping.
When I went to bed at 9?
No, I'm just kidding. So a lot of, since you've joined our world, we never really got to talk about your world. And for those watching and listening, they don't know that I'd consider the best of the best. Like, if there was a movie about a security guard, you'd be starring in it.
There is
Paul Blart. You're the Paul Blart of security, bro.
Who is that?
What?
Ring, ring, ring. No, but you're good at what you do.
Thank you.
And you've got to be right beside some of the A-list, some of the coolest, some of the baddest celebrities out there. Do you have any, just one story you can share with the audience of whether it's Shaquille O'Neal or it's...
Maybe don't name names if you don't want
There's a massive list of like great celebrities that you have personally hand protected. You got anything that's just like, oh, I got to share this.
Oh, man. There is so many.
Go against them NDAs you probably had to sign.
Yeah, you might not want to say names, but man, fine.
Let me. I'll tell you something that just happened.
All right.
So I was at the Super Bowl up in L.A. in Shaq's Funhouse working with Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
The manager to Shaquille O'Neal, his name is Adam Richman. He's a very good friend of mine. He's also runs Electric Zoo. And I worked with them for a very long time. And Shaquille O'Neal comes out and he's doing these prop sets of these pictures. And this guy is right next to Shaquille O'Neal. And I'm like, this guy doesn't belong here. And he's making pretend he's like a security guard.
Oh.
And he's right in every picture, like right next to him. And you could tell Shaq is like, who's this guy?
Mm-hmm.
But you also tell like he doesn't like it. And literally to the point that I get the look and I'm like, oh my God, how do I get this guy? And all cameras are just going off everything. And like,
so there's a guy there who's not supposed to be there.
No,
he's dressed like security.
Dressed like security, earpiece, everything. And I walk up at a time that him and Diplo are together and they're about to play this game where they have the biggest NBA jam. Says, you know, you remember that game? Like these big bodies, they're doing this jam session thing, this big arcade game. And I walk up and I happen to go, hey, I need you to take this role, like getting down over here, like moving on. And I grab the guy and I'm escorting him out. Got like 5 security just waiting for him. And this guy walks down and literally they just swarmed him. Mm. Like literally just take him and like, I think as he's walking off, like you see like the shirt come off. Oh, you see everything. Like this guy is like the earpiece comes off, like you name it.
I mean, that's
wild. And then and Adam looks at me and just goes, like, gives me the thumbs up. Yeah. Like, yo. And it's interesting of just how like that's like my last worry. But also that's like the scariest worry because it's something about how someone picks a moment and makes it their moment. You know, this guy could have done something physically to him, you know, what it is. So like dealing with those things are like the scariest moments is because number one, you don't want to cause an alarm. You don't want to be the focus of attention, but then how you always making sure you're alert and you're always doing things. But man, I have been a part of some epic performances.
Yeah, you have.
I have a chance to see Metallica perform on stage and that's I'm just awesome. Like,
yeah,
Post Malone, Jay-Z, Beyonce. And they, I think that's the most biggest reward is like, man, I'm doing something right in this business to be there.
Yeah.
But also I learned a lot from a lot of amazing people that have took the chance in me getting a chance to work with them over the years and building that trust. And, you know, it's a lot that I never will put up on social media.
Yeah.
But like, it's things I do share with you guys. Like, I'll send you a picture like, hey, like, you know, I'm over here, you know.
Yeah, by the way, you standing next to Shaquille O'Neal is amazing.
He don't even need
nobody. Bro, he could put you on a plate.
Dude, he doesn't even need nobody. I'll tell you what, man, he's a humbling man.
He's amazing.
And he's always giving back and super solid person. Yeah. And, you know, I'm grateful to be a part of that journey. But also in that journey, man, I got a chance to, that's how I met you guys. And like, not only work in security, but that's how our friendship grew.
Yep.
But like, you know, you guys have a very unique life yourself and what you deal with and this. But man, I'm happy to do what I do and I take my job very serious.
Yeah, you do.
And but in my job, like I love what I do.
I think that's why I started calling you Candyman to begin with. Because Country is a totally different human. Because Country is who you were when we work.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you show up very professional.
Yeah.
Very professional. I'm like, Country, it's fine. Take a picture with that. Thank you. No.
Yeah.
No. Because you're in business and you're watching everything. Mm-hmm. And then Candyman kind of came around because we started goofing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were hilarious and you were fun. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where Candyman came from too.
Yeah.
It was like two different countries, like when we're working, that's Country.
Yeah.
When we're playing, it's Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, you know, it's interesting. It's like you get to read people and understand. It's times that like I'm with you guys and I could tell from your demeanor, like Brittany's looking for a particular thing. Like the next thing you know, I'm just handing her bag. Like, here you go. I know she's like, you know, it's one of those things that like we're in a hot place. Like I know like you guys ain't gonna ask nobody for water, but like I'm making sure everything's getting delivered, everything's getting a set up place. And your position in life where we all move is the time is everything. So you wanna not only enjoy your moment of what you guys are doing, but like the celebrities, I mean, their time is everything. There's their structure and they're being on prompt and doing things. They only wanna shake so many hands. They only wanna do so many things. And so me on the outside looking on that end, like I learned like to be that person understanding that. Mm-hmm. And then like, what can you be of value to that? But also how you stay true to just living in your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, man, I love my work. I think the biggest thing with my son is, happens to be here.
He don't want to come say hi. You don't want to pop in and say hi?
You know,
yeah, give your dad a hug, man. Everybody say hi to JJ.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing with security and doing the things is like,
by the way, look,
I didn't know you was inspiring my son, both of you guys.
So, and you got to fit in. I think this is his camera right here.
There you go.
God, he's so big now.
But when I told my son I was working with you and the family, I remember my son like going to the tour.
Yeah.
In Orlando. Yeah. And it was a moment for me. Like, and I was saying to myself, like, man, I didn't realize not only I like fell in love with you guys as people, but also you guys became my family. But I didn't realize how much you was inspiring my son, because I was just like,
oh, YouTube. He already knew us.
YouTube. I just didn't know. Awesome. I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's cool.
And from the one time I said, I was like, my dad, when JJ's like, you know, you're a cool dude now. You know what I mean? No matter who you with, you know, yeah, you got the up. But
that's awesome.
But yeah, man. But yeah, get off my shoulder, man.
Put him in a headlock, JJ. Take him down. You
know? But nah, he's a good kid, he's man. A good he's here kid. Celebrating. We're coming all the way from Florida, man. Listen, enjoy that hair, because you're not going to have much of it when you hit in your 20s. All right? You're going to be bald like me.
Dad's jealous, bro. You can hear it in his voice. Give me that hair.
But yeah, man, I love just hanging out, man. I think that's the fun thing about what you do in life is like, man, you know, not only I meet you guys and we're family, but like you guys inspire me a lot on what, like everything I'm doing. But like, also, like, separating Candyman from, like, you know, country. Like, I still take it serious when I'm with you guys.
Yeah, you do.
I go out, you know, and want to make sure you guys are good. And as long as you keep feeding me those corn dogs and I could fart around you guys and, you know.
Keep the corn dogs coming. You've never farted around me, country.
Huh? Listen.
Listen. It's coming.
I'm saying this.
Is it me?
The perfect storm.
Is it me?
I'm saying this.
I don't know what it is.
Have you heard him fart?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I don't know, man. But we're inspiring everybody. If you're listening to this on the podcast and you're driving, just let one out for us.
Just let it go.
Just let it go.
Your girlfriend's beside you, your wife. Just,
you know.
So this is from the podcast.
This is from the podcast.
See you. Awesome. I'm loving today's episode.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's lighthearted.
Yeah.
Light-farted. Like, the last couple were deep. You know, and yeah. I want to make sure this is first of all, I love every episode.
Yeah, what they've all been so good.
What a fun thing this is. I'm really happy with it. And when I wake up on podcast day, I'm so pumped.
He's different.
I'm different.
He's different in the mornings.
I'm so excited to get on here and just have fun.
It's gratitude only on those days.
I know there's people waiting on it, right? When I used to upload every day, I knew people were relying on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I already see in the comments, this podcast is helping people already. That is everything. Everything.
What is some of the responses you guys have both received that like is something that you guys want to add to the podcast? Is something that's been different? Like,
you know, I think there's just little simple things, better, more sound panels. You know, we can get a little of the echo out. Mm-hmm. We can keep making the room better. Time codes. Mm-hmm. Just little things, but all love, so much love on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a great start. The podcast is doing so well. I was going into this thinking, if I can get to 100,000 views on an episode, I'll be on cloud 9.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And we're coming out the gate with like 400,000 an episode.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's above and beyond my expectations.
And that's just YouTube.
Yeah, and that's just YouTube. You got a lot of other places to listen. But
really
for me, it's just having fun, creating moments, and lifting people. You guys all know this. Everybody knows this. That's why I'm doing it. So
what I think the only podcast you've ever actually been on would have been Theo Von's podcast back in 2000.
Way back when.
16?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like before podcasts were podcasts.
Yeah, there were really. Yeah.
So what podcast would you want to go on if you had to pick one?
I mean, the most requested and it's all on me is Impulsive. They have invited me time and time again. Is truly been on me every time some weird life event has happened. Literally.
Yeah.
To where I haven't been on that show. So Impulsive, obviously. If the offer was ever there, that's one that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just so many. Right now, I feel like I should be out and about being on podcasts. I'm on Gary Vee's podcast July 7th,
mm-hmm.
Which is when this goes up, it's just like a couple days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is his live or
I'm not sure how that one's going.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the whole thing's new to me. It's exciting. Like it's different collabs now.
Yeah.
Do you bring your own headphones?
Yeah. I only use these.
I only use these, bro.
No, but all good. I hope everybody's enjoying it.
We need to get a female up on here.
Yeah.
Like a guest. Like a guest. It's like
I think Megan Fox, Elizabeth Hurley.
MGK can come with her.
There you go.
Yes. Yes, we need to get
let's do another call to action today. If you'd like to see somebody on this podcast, reach out. You guys are more powerful than we are. Twitter, Insta, Facebook. Some of you know these people personally.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Make sure they got feet.
Make sure they got feet.
Good looking feet.
No gang sign feet.
No gang sign feet.
We you guys truly are more powerful than we are. Anybody that would bring life to the podcast, you know? They don't even have to be famous people. They're just people that can really lift people.
What's a girl you would want? Not going to tell your wife. Just
listen.
Besides my wife, I would like. Besides my wife, I would like.
I'll tell you. I would like to talk. Like, I'm really curious. Like, Dana Patrick. Like, you know, I would like to, the race car driver, Dana Patrick.
The Indy car.
Yeah, the Indy car.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I think that would be, I'm really curious, man. Like, she's obviously was elite driver, like to be in that situation.
Yeah.
But like.
I bet I can beat her.
But,
go-kart race
but
after?
Yeah. Yes. But like, I think she would be a cool person to interview.
Absolutely.
That's
the thing. Everybody's actually cool.
Yeah.
If you really talk to any human.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do this all the time with the homeless people downtown because I did a lot with the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
They're all incredible. Everybody's incredible.
The guy from last week that shoved his burrito in my face.
Oh, yeah.
Take a bite. Take a bite.
Take a bite.
I'm just like. No
people
thanks.
Are awesome if you give them time.
Yeah.
I think you can fall in love with anybody. If you learn about them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Not on a physical, emotional side, mm-hmm. but like, I care about this person. If you get to know them, you open up.
Yeah.
You fart in front of them.
Yeah.
That's how we break the bond.
Right. Let's just see if we are friends. Kaboom.
Well, I'll tell you what. I needed a good laugh. And
I haven't seen you laugh like that for a while.
Oh, my God,
I know.
Man.
That's my makeup all like,
point. You're wearing makeup.
I cannot... I was channeled in. I was not expecting that. Like, that was just out of the...
I knew it would be a topic that would be off.
But it's funny just to be in that situation. And I needed a good laugh. Well, I always laugh with you guys. Yeah. Those are topics of discussion that we talk behind the scenes.
Yes.
But you ain't never talked about that. I just... Like, who have a topic like that?
We got to do more of that. We got to start having real life conversations on this podcast.
Yeah.
So, thanks for listening. And I hope... that we see some comments, because when we did the feet thing, we got a lot of great logical comments about it. It was like real people giving their explanation, and I enjoyed that. So I want to hear the fart explanation, because right now it's a respect thing, dude.
Yo, man.
It's like I would not disrespect this girl in any way.
She's an angel.
She's an angel. Like, you wouldn't fart in front of an angel.
Okay.
You
wouldn't fart in front of an angel. Next Wednesday.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope it was fun. I hope it was inspiring. We are everywhere from Spotify to Apple and everywhere you listen to podcasts. And of course, YouTube, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, do all these tricks and gadgets you got to do now to get these
notified.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing, like sharing a podcast. That's that's a different level of love.
Yeah.
It is.
Almost to the fart level.
Jeez Louise. It's the new feet combo.
Sharing is caring.
We love you guys so much. We will see you on the next podcast or on the vlog channel. We're a little bit everywhere right now. You want to end it? Why don't you end it today?
No, why'd you put me in the seat?
It's your spot. Your
I don't know how. You are beautiful. You are one of a kind. Smile more.
we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice cold Coca-Cola.
We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola, come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.